to the Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. I have another solo episode for you. And before you say, oh my gosh, when are guests coming back? They are. They're alive. They're alert. But right now, this is a season in my life when guests are, they're just adding up for when we have the capacity to edit, promote, and make the best that they can be. Right now you're getting solo episodes and I hope you love them. This one is going to be no more than 10 minutes because she has only 8 minutes to go before I have to be where I need to be. But I wanted to go over a few different things. I'm sorry, we're going to go over just one or two solid things because in the session that I'm teaching this week with work, I was going over notes and prepping myself mentally and reminding myself it's not just about getting there. It's not just about the outfit. It's not just about what I wear, how I speak, but it's about the practice, the effort that I put in before the actual presentation, before the actual workout. It's before the actual moment of work. And I wanted to talk about passion today. And I know that that might seem vague and it might seem like something very obvious to people, but when it comes to passion, we talk about this a lot in class, the classes that we teach, and there are so many people who come to these classes and they say, I don't know what I'm passionate about. And we'll talk more about the classes later, but for those of you who don't know, I have been working with my family's public speaking and communications company for a little while now. And one of the topics that comes up a lot is passion. And when we speak about passion, oftentimes there's two camps that people fall in. There's the camp that is immediately clear on what their passion is. It's travel, it's food, it's their family, it's their job, or it's workouts, whatever their passion is, they immediately know. Then there's the other camp of either they really, really like a lot of little things and they aren't super, super specific on a passion, or they get in this panic mode of, wait, I don't have a passion. There's not something that I do every single day. There's not this amazing hobby that I have that nobody else has. There's nothing special. But I think that we, in this time of our life, maybe you're in a time in your career. I've heard this from a lot of people. They're in a time in their career where they're not excited. Maybe they're making more money, but they're not as excited to go in. They feel like they are wasting hours in the day, or they're not doing something passionate about, or they don't have time for their passions. Or on the other hand, they thought that they were doing something that they were really passionate about, but they put so much pressure on themselves to make it their livelihood and make it their entire life that they forgot how to tap into what really fueled them in the first place. When it comes to passion, we can look at a few different factors. And these things I think are important to talk about because this is something to think about when it comes to your fitness, your nutrition, your relationships. This is all across the board. And of course, here I am. This is not me giving relationship advice. That is for damn sure, because don't take it. But this is just in life, things that I've observed. When it comes to passion, find something that you are willing to do the ugly, boring work for, the behind the scenes work for. For instance, let's say one of my passions is seeing people's bodies change, seeing people's lives change, their health, their lifestyle, their energy levels, their mood. I want to see that end result so bad. So bad that I will work with a client for 3 full months on these mundane calls, check-ins, nutrition programs and plans. We talk about hormones. We talk about the nitty-gritty. That's That is the non-sexy work that goes into the end result. So for me, seeing people transform over time and taking a step back, zooming out, seeing where people started compared to where they are now, that is my passion. Letting people realize that they do not need me is my passion. But guess what? The moments where I realize that this person, this client, this friend, this family member, or there's someone who listens to the podcast, the moments that I get when I either get a review, or someone sends an email or a text message, or they tell me in person, they say, oh my God, this changed my life, or this has helped me in so many ways and my life is better because of it. Those are a couple minutes. Those are 1% of the day, 1% of the week even. The 99% of the time is the work that goes behind that. And something about passion, it's reminding yourself that it doesn't have to be kite surfing. It doesn't have to be pottery or weight training, whatever it is. It's whatever lights you up so much that it makes all of the grunt work, the busy work, the admin bullshit worth it. I hope that makes sense. I think it in my mind, it makes sense. The passion, it's momentary. And I know that's hard because people say, oh my gosh, make your career your passion. That's so great that you do what you're passionate about. And of course, like I love what I do. But there's the seminars that we teach are 2.5 days long usually. And it takes about 2 weeks to physically prepare. And then it takes 3 months to ensure all the participants have what they need. All the catering is done, the logistics and the travel, and all the facilitators have what they need. That's the boring mundane stuff that makes the 2.5 days, even the last day of the 2.5 days, makes it worth it. Find something that lights you up to the point where you are absolutely okay doing the ugly, boring, behind the scenes work. Can I tell you something? Hello. Hope everyone's having a great day. It's Monday afternoon. I was dealing with some family stuff this morning and last night, and everything's good. All is good. Everything's fine. But my morning routine was off. I had a cup of coffee on an empty stomach, which I have not been doing, like just a plain cup of coffee with a little bit of whatever creamer, which normally I'd like to have some fat or some protein beforehand, but I was not staying in the normal place that I stay in. And all of these things jumbled my typical routine, but it's fine. Meditated, had 2 feet on the ground, all is good. But let me I'm not here to like busy shame or busy brag. It's not great, but it's a busy day. And I thought to myself, you know what? I think I'm going to record this on Thursday night, or I'm going to record two next week or something like that. But I said, absolutely not. I have this little like trigger moment in my mind. Every single time I pick up the headphones, I think, okay, I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to talk about today. But as soon as I put the headphones on and I set the timer, I stand up, I know something will come out because it's going to flow naturally. This is my passion, is communicating with people to motivate and inspire, to make them realize that they do not need me. And I'm not special. They're not special. But instilling that passion in someone who, just so that they can find it. And maybe that passion for you is seeing your body transform, or noticing changes, or inspiring your children, inspiring your husband, being that change. But it takes ugly, grit, boring, behind the scenes work. I really did not want to record this today. I'm literally taking off my shoes right now to get in the shower to go, whatever. But I knew something would come out. I was like, if I just click record, then something will come out. Who knows? It could be like hot garbage, but I think this is the message I wanted to let stick. If I keep going, then I'm going to jumble it and I'm going to get things convoluted. FYI, still I'm not back into Instagram. This is really getting really getting on my last nerve. I'm really doing all that I can to contact people who work at Meta. So if anyone, again, shout out, who works at Meta and can help me out. I've been locked out of my account for over a month. It's very, it's becoming extremely bothersome and a little defeating, but still working on it. If you love the podcast, I appreciate you listening. Please make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us 5 stars, write a review. That's the best way to grow the podcast. It is the absolute best way for people to organically find podcasts like this. And I'm looking at the numbers. Y'all like the solo episodes. So enjoy. We're going to keep doing these mini clips and I hope that you enjoy. If you do, share, like, subscribe, and follow us on social media at Hotter Than Health Podcast. I will absolutely go bananas. So happy to see any correspondence. And I will talk to you all next Thursday.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.